If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello, it's Diane Allen at Someone Gets Me, and this is episode number 9. I have titled it, The Lights Are On, and it has to do with emotional intelligence. Now, some of you who are the ultimate thinkers and in your head and you live from the neck up may not like this episode, or maybe you need it, because emotional intelligence is one of the things that really moves us forward into more happy, successful, fulfilled, and understood lives. When we're interconnected and we realize that everything affects everything, and we realize we're connected to all people, and all people are connected through us, we're all part of this greater good, then we realize that everything really does affect everything. And so living from our head up, trying to pretend like we are not interconnected, is a form of denial that can be very detrimental and really cause a lot of misery. Now, science is starting to prove that we're all connected recently, even though a lot of us who have been able to feel it and know it on lots of different levels, we've known it, but science is proving it now. So those of you who live from the head up, you can do the research and you'll start seeing that it's all coming together. You know that we're connected because I'm sure you've picked up the phone before it even rang, knowing who was going to call you. Or somebody kept popping into your mind out of nowhere, and then sure enough, that day or the next day, they call you. And you think it's such a coincidence. Oh my gosh, it's such a coincidence. I don't know that it's a coincidence. I would call it the way it works. If I think about somebody enough, then they will call me, or they will reach out, or they will think about it, whether they act on it or not. It's a whole nother conversation. But we do know. Have you ever walked into a room, like a party or maybe a meeting, and the air was so thick you could cut it with either fear or anger, and you maybe didn't want to be there? Or maybe you were really angry and upset and walked into a room that was jovial and happy, and it felt really hard to be there. And pretty soon everything changed. Well, that's because we all are connected. All of us are. And we feel the impact of other people around us consciously and unconsciously, whether we and they are aware of it or not. I bet you could list many, many times when you were in a great mood and then somebody called you, or you came home, or you were somewhere and people were not in a very good mood. They were sad or angry or fearful. And pretty soon your great mood dissipated. Or maybe you had to push to stay in a good mood because of what was going on around you. Those are all examples of us being interconnected. And so to walk around believing that we're not connected on that very deep level is a form of ignorance. And typically smart and sensitive people choose not to be ignorant. They choose to learn things. So this emotional intelligence idea is really important for us, because you have a wisdom in you that is far beyond what your brain knows. That's right. You have a wisdom within you that is far, 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 far greater than anything you cognitively know in your brain. Isn't that wild? We are so deep, and we have so much to all of us because we have a knowingness. That's that gut in you, or that maybe intuition, some people would call it, where you just know stuff. Have you ever made a decision and part of you said, no, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And then you did, and you looked back later when things didn't turn out so hot and you said, wow, should have listened to myself, huh? I know that's happened to you. It's happened to me and just about everybody I know, because there is a wisdom in us much greater than we give credit for. And so when we turn the lights on, when we allow our inner light to shine and show up, suddenly, Amazingly, with all of these great things, guess what happens? We have better lives. We're understood. Things happen in our favor, and it's not an accident. The things working on for our favor at that time, it's not a joke, and it's not an accident. It's because you turned the light on. Emotional intelligence is that light that connects that deep knowingness within us to the outside world. It's very important. It gives us the ability to have an understanding not only of our own emotions and our own energy and our own way, but that of everyone around us. And as sensitive people and people who have a lot going on mentally, it's even more important to have an intelligence about our emotions. Do you know the definition of grief means a conflicting mass of human emotion following any significant change of behavior? Did you know that anger is a secondary emotion? If somebody's angry or irritated or frustrated, it's because they're feeling pain. Did you know that? Did you know that the primary motivators of our reality are either unconditional love or some form of existential fear? There's all kinds of things to know about how we emotionally operate. When you try to walk around like you're a robot, emotionless, then that's not what the human is made for. That's for robots. It's not for people. Now, we all can regulate and manage our emotions, and we can even change them. There's lots of people who can teach you how to change your emotions very quickly. One of them who's a master of it, of course, is Tony Robbins. And I use some of the skills that I have learned through him and others. And I've taught some that I've created myself that are similar in ways to help us manage and cope with and regulate our emotions. Some highly sensitive people have difficulty with emotional regulation. That means they can't self-soothe very well. So some of our children, and when we were children, it was hard to calm down once we were afraid, or our startle response was much more heightened than maybe somebody else. Or if we were hurt in some way, our pain threshold might be higher, but our emotional ability to cope with it might not be. And in fact, people who have gifted brains have a development that is atypical, meaning that it's not like everybody else. And the asynchrony, meaning it happens off a little bit, really has to do a lot with emotions. So some people who are very smart, so if you're really, really smart, you might say, wow, I don't really know how to do that emotion stuff. And maybe you learn it as you become older and wiser. There's so many different factors here. I could go on and on and on. So I'm going to move on, but if you have a question, don't forget to email me, okay? So it matters that we regulate things. It matters that we pay attention to calibrating how we're really doing. Are we mildly irritated? Are we aggravated? Are we angry? Are we rageful? Those are all different, right? So using one word for multiples of things does not help us at all. So a person who has their lights on, who is aware, who their eyes are open just a little bit further, all of that, that means you're emotionally paying attention to what's going on with your emotions. People who have emotional intelligence also are very good at taking care of themselves. And they're also good at sensing what other people might feel or need. This is particularly important in our relationships. Think about it. If you're not taking care of yourself, that impacts everyone around you, does it not? Not only because they want you to take care of yourself, but because if you're not taking care of yourself, it won't be very long before you're very irritable and restless and kind of difficult to be around. And so self-care is a sign that somebody is emotionally regulating and taking care of their emotional well-being and their lights are on. Another sign is that they're good at paying attention to what other people might need or feel. Those are the friends you have that just show up when you need them and you didn't even have to ask. Those are the times that you knew to either say something or do something or be there for somebody. They didn't ask you. They didn't have to ask you. You just knew it and you acted on it. That's the sign of an emotionally intelligent person. Emotional ignorance is not paying attention to any of it. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't pay attention how you felt. And that doesn't work real well in relationships. It also makes you feel very isolated and alone. So there are some components of emotional intelligence. There are things that are predictors and things that are pieces of what emotional intelligence is. And I want to share six of them. There's more than this, But these are the six that I find particularly important to the bright and sensitive person. The first one is that you want to develop the ability to manage your emotions in a mature manner. In other words, you have a little wisdom, you are a mature person, and you're not acting like a three-year-old pitching temper tantrums and stamping your princess foot. That your ability to manage your emotions is, in fact, wise and adult-like. Not shut down, not in your head, but wise and adult-like. You're mature in how you handle your emotions. The second component that I find important for gifted and sensitive people is a level of self-awareness. I mean inner self-awareness. Not just looking in the mirror and saying, oh, that's what I look like, but spending time every day and looking within you and being aware of yourself, your inner self. What kind of emotions are happening in you today? How does your body feel? How are you thinking? What's going on with your feelings, right? All of them. What's happening in there where you're aware of it? You know, when I go through the day, I feel my emotions shift frequently throughout the day. As sometimes I might be quiet and calm, or maybe a little bit of anxiety going on, or a little bit of anger maybe, or a little bit of peace, and then back to harmony. All different kinds of things. Because our emotions are connected to our spirit, and they're connected to our physical world, and they're connected to our mind. So if I'm doing something happy and fun, like this podcast, I'm having a blast, but I started thinking about something that upset me, you know, maybe somebody who hurt my feelings or somebody who tried to take advantage of me, then all of a sudden I'd be sounding really heavy and angry or mad maybe. And so just that thought can change my emotion. Think about somebody you love, right? You think of them and all of a sudden you smile. Everything about your world changes. That's what happens when we first fall in love, right? So self-awareness is very important, to pay attention to what's going on and how are my mind and my body and my spiritual self all affecting my emotions, and what am I doing with them, and how is it working? So there's lots of levels, but that self-awareness is very important. Otherwise, you're just kind of like a bull in a china shop cruising through life. The third one is resilience and being self-reliant. Resilience means that you can recover quickly after some kind of problem or issue. There are some people in the research world who say that a sign of resilience is that a person can go through something and they keep on going without it majorly affecting them. And that people that have the diagnosis of like PTSD and those kinds of things often have a different resilience level. And resilience is something where partly it's innate, where we can just, you know, bounce back, but partly it's something that we learn and develop over time. We learn to rely on our emotions, we learn to rely on ourselves, and we learn to keep moving forward and not staying stuck in whatever the pain or the upset is. And so resilience is when you go through a hard time or something happens and you are able to turn the light back on. Maybe it's dark for a while. Maybe you go through a dark night of the soul, or something really, really tragic happens, or you're hurting really bad. It's what you do right afterwards. It's how you handle the recovery. It's how you get out of the problem. I race sailboats and we have a lot of maneuvers and things like that. And there's lots of opportunity for error. And sometimes when we win races and people are going, oh, nice race, nice race, one of the people on our boat always says, and he's correct, well, we just know how to recover faster than other people. So if we make a mistake, we know how to fix it really fast. In fact, we talk about it before. Now, we don't make a lot of mistakes because we've been sailing together a while. But the truth is, the person who is the winner is the person who can recover from the mistakes they make, which is somebody who's resilient and self-reliant, meaning the lights are on, their emotions are intact, and they are using them for their benefit. The fourth essential component of emotional intelligence is empathy. Empathy means that I am present for you and present for me, and that I am able to identify in a way that is healthy and productive. Now, that's not sympathy, where somebody has pity on somebody or they're feeling sorry for them. It's, I know how you feel. It's, I can connect with you. Because as I started out this episode, we're all interconnected. So if I'm in your presence and you're sad, there is a part of me that will also be able to resonate with that sadness. I don't have to start feeling sad myself, but I can certainly connect with it. I can empathize with that sadness. And so that is somebody who has emotional intelligence, who is emotionally available and able to have empathy in any situation with whoever they're with, including with themselves. The fifth essential component of emotional intelligence is having very good communication skills. Now, smart and sensitive people, we're good at that communication thing, right? Some people are very particular about what word is used in what. Other people do not use that kind of particular way of using their vocabulary. But good communication skills, strong communication skills, are very important. We want to be able to communicate what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and we want to listen well, which is part of strong communication. My mom, who was a brilliant writer and a very good linguist, used to always say, "Know the definition of every word you use." I've had people tell me in my current life, actually, just a few weeks ago, somebody said that they wanted to hear me speak because of the language set I use, that I use lots of different words and can describe things well. Well, I can thank my mom for that, and I can also thank my love of the language. But it also has to do with having strong communication skills. It works well in my business when I'm mentoring people and I'm consulting with businesses or helping families. I need to be able to communicate to the teenager and the parent in a way that bridges them so that they can have harmony and understanding. Without good communication skills, I wouldn't be able to do that. And so it's important that I have that connection and I'm able to do that. It's important for somebody who wants to have the lights on inside, who wants to be emotionally intelligent, to be able to communicate well. And we all have things to learn on that. That's never done. I don't think it's done ever. We're all learning and growing, and that's a cool thing. And the sixth part of these components, the last one, is excellent conflict resolution skills. In other words, when you just hear somebody go against what you're saying and you're going to go fight them, that is not somebody who's emotionally intelligent. The person who flies off the handle and acts ridiculous, not emotionally intelligent. The person who's emotionally intelligent can work to resolve a conflict. Now, you could be the emotionally intelligent one. Your lights can be on. You can have very good conflict resolution skills. But if the other person that you're dealing with does not, then there's a little bit of a challenge there, right? Usually you need an intermediary. I've had that situation in my business where I've worked with other people, like other colleagues, other businesses relating to my business, not my clients. And this person was so emotionally unhealthy that I ended up having to get an attorney as a mediator in a situation because they could not hear anything. And it was very sad. It was sad to see somebody that I once had a great deal of respect for and now cannot have a conversation with because this person does not have the emotional intelligence and is just unable to have any kind of conversation. And so to me, that's a little sad. I like it when people can talk through things and resolve things and be resilient and move on in a respectful way because we all are connected. So when you're around a lot of people who maybe don't have emotional intelligence, or maybe you don't and you're still learning about it, then that impacts everybody in your world. It impacts all of your relationships. It impacts your family. And so we want to develop good skills to be able to resolve things and move forward and communicate what we desire and what our vision is and communicate the important things in life. So some people, they start out managing their emotions very well, and then they start growing up in a world maybe that doesn't support that. If there's people around you when you're growing up who are emotionally unavailable, or people who are emotionally dishonest, or people who don't even use the word emotion or feeling, which has happened, then you might be playing catch up as an adult to try to sort out how to be emotionally intelligent. It's okay though, because we're all growing and we're all changing. It's always a challenge sometimes when you're a rebel or you're a nonconformist, you're an abstract thinker, to try to really put it all together, to turn the light on so that that intelligence, that emotional intelligence in you can really focus and move you forward. So these six components of emotional intelligence are important ones for the sensitive person, the person who's often misunderstood, because this is where a lot of the intensity that you're experiencing comes from. It comes from that connection and the intense emotions. So your awareness is very important. In this episode, I hope that you've been inspired to go within and really connect and allow yourself to be connected to others, to turn on your inner light so that all of you can show up and you can have an amazing time with your life. If you're interested in topics like this or more, you can visit my website, visionsapplied.com. I write blogs on there about these topics and many more that I would love it if you would read and comment if you want to, so that you can continue to grow and enrich your life. The purpose of this episode was to remind us that we are all emotional beings. We are all connected. And everything you think, everything you say, and everything you do affects everybody. So pay attention to who you hang out with. Remember that you evolve at the same rate of the people you hang out with. So be that person that uplifts others, that turns your light on just a little bit brighter every day. And remember that your intensities, your giftedness, your sensitivities, they're assets. I believe it, and I get you. Until next time, remember to keep smiling, keep your feet on the ground, and allow your beautiful vision to emerge from your heart.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.